What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State coming at you early on this Monday morning here in November 6, 2023. Eddie Greer, the host of the Pearl Project Podcast, where we talk all things K-State. First time listening to this podcast, welcome aboard to the show. You've been following us. For those of you who've been following us to the pod, of course, appreciate your support. If you love what you're hearing, definitely make sure you continue to support the podcast and continue to spread the word about the Trophy Podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, we're free and available pretty much almost to the point daily again. Wherever you get your podcast, it's going to be a busy Monday evening, basketball on tap tonight. But first, I do want to get my rap reaction because of the K-State men's game late tonight. I want to get that in before that goes down in Vegas. Of course, the basketball team officially opens the 2023-24 campaign against 21st-ranked USC Trojans. Later on this evening, we'll have a reaction to that postcast. Me and Alex will get together probably for a pretty long episode recording tomorrow. We'll record that tomorrow. Of course, the women's basketball team. Well, we'll just go ahead and get this out right now. Presbyterian College, K-State women's basketball here tonight. As well, I believe that's a 6:30 tip as well. You might want to double check that on the schedule there as well. So Brandon's is going to be busy tonight. Basketball is going to be busy. And football is going to try to recover from a heartbreaker of a loss on the road at Texas over the weekend. And yet, I watched 3/4 of this game. I missed the first quarter, so I did get back for the rest of this game. There are so many. I wish I don't have a lot of time to go dissect everything that went down. All I got was, look, you need a Chris Klieman. They have been notorious, really, over the past year and a half about, really over since his tenure here at K-State, about making some pretty questionable calls. But look, the fourth down call in overtime was not one of them. I'm on the camp. Now, maybe y'all wrong about it, but look, I tweeted this out after we did not make it. Did not get into the end zone. We were going for that win. Look, you get the victory. Everyone said the simple things. Well, you supposed to get the points. Well, you know, the same situation could have happened again. You got to go for two anyway, right? So, in this instance here, like I said, I could go dissect this to a lot of points because apparently I missed the first half mainly because, well, I was with running friends, and that's going to be a separate episode here later on this afternoon. So again, I'll finally get you guys caught up on what I've been doing, and yes, 2 weeks until Tulsa, right? So, but that's going to be a separate episode for later, but right now my focus is on the postcast. K-State needing this game. Well, look, they had to have this game. Didn't get it. So, yeah, you're going to need lots of chaos to happen really in the next 3 weeks. But you're going to have to take care of business yourself, though, too. And, I mean, you got Baylor coming up at 2 o'clock this Saturday. Tough game at KU. KU beat Iowa State. And then, Iowa State here at home to close out the 2023-24 campaign, the regular season anyways, at least. K-State is at least bowl eligible. I know one of my teams is not and probably not going to go bowl eligible, but I can go down that rabbit hole another time. But yeah, I'm on the fence going for it. What's the right decision there? You got to go. You got to go for that. And yeah, Malik Murphy was way off out of that first quarter. Way off. Look, I missed the on barrage there. Malik Murphy was on, and then after that, he just looked terrible. Like I said, K-State needed turnovers. They got it. And I believe K-State turned the ball over themselves, which, again, you can't do that. But look, K-State defense, look, the fourth quarter, the overtime, all that, you had them, and I don't know what to say about his offensive play calling, really, in this game. Really, because I don't know what Colin Klein was doing, really, to prepare But clearly, some of these calls were questionable. The fourth down call in overtime was not one of them. Was not one of them. Chris Kleiman, you know, I knew immediately he was going to go for that. And I was on board for that. You got to go for the dub there as well. You have Texas on the road. They're on the ropes. They're on the ropes in that game. You blow. Texas blew, which was a 17-0 lead. And they had another lead at one point in K-State. You got it from the top. Well, 2B, 1B from the top. You got to give K-State hell of a credit from what they did, right? They could have easily, this should have been all purposes. Don't want to sound brutal, but you know how I bring on this podcast, any podcast for that matter, this should have been a blowout because this team didn't look ready to play at all. This is a damn big game. Why you're not ready to play, I don't know. But as the game, the longer this game went, the better K-State played. And you got to give the K-State credit for keeping this game turnover by turnover. And boy, dude, we had the opportunity to get pick sixes all over. Jacob Parrish was all over. Yeah, they attacked him. Malik Murphy went after him, but he made some ugly-ass throws there. And K-State defense was one of the main reasons why K-State clawed back in this ball game. Of course, we lost to Texas 33-30 in overtime. Seventh-ranked Texas ekes out. Yes, ekes out. Barely squeaking out a win against K-State at home at 33-30. Eddie Greer, the third for the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. This is the postcast reaction to game number 9 for K-State football this year. And due to K-State basketball playing tonight, don't feel like recording during that. So go ahead. Let's go ahead and do that. But I will record the running episode, cross-country episode before that game. So you're going to have two episodes tonight. I'll be here tomorrow. So, well, of course I'll be here tomorrow. So trying to think here on a Monday in the morning, which I don't want to do that. So probably two podcasts tonight. And then the postcast for men's basketball will be up tomorrow morning at this very time. So, yeah, it's going to be busy for this podcast, no question about that. But, yeah, Texas went off to a 10-0 lead back to the game. And then K-State finally got on the board towards the end of the second quarter. It was 17-7 at the break, right? And then, of course, Texas, you think, right, third quarter, pull away. This is one point, 17-0. And Texas 27-7. That would have said at that point, we're done. We're going home. We're going pack the bags. We're leaving the bars. We're going home, right? But then a late surge. K-State reeling off 20 straight points to tie the game. Phillip Brooks, I said prior to this game, he was the most consistent wide receiver. He was gigantic in this game. And Keaton Johnson, we talk about him again, like I said at the top, multiple areas that I can explain, but I don't have that kind of time. Keaton Johnson, of course, responsible for one of his interceptions. He made it for it and then some. I think this was his best game by far as a K-State Wildcat. For sure, he had a touchdown pass there. Chase Brown for the tie there. Two-point conversion did fail on the tie there. And then Chris Tennant, redemption. Oh, boy, did I scream. He missed. Of course, you got to go back to that miss PAT. You make that, we might be talking about something different here. But, again, we were down big. So, again, we're going to be talking about something. We're going to be talking about a blowout loss, embarrassing loss. Texas is talented, yes, but they made a lot of mistakes there in this game. Chris Tennant, then the ultimate redemption, makes a 45-yard field goal to force overtime. Texas makes a 42-yarder. And then we go down there. Oh, damn. So, in overtime, right? Will Howard makes a big throw on first down to Ben Sennett. I can touch on him here in a moment. Catches the ball. We're thinking like, oh, damn, we're going to go down here and score and upset number 7, right? The first couple plays are good. And then the next play, the third down call, terrible. And then by Conklin, I think prior to the third down call, calling a jump pass, which Texas read that Now, they got their hands up, so, but they still made a play on it. Third down and one. What are you doing on that? And then, of course, fourth down, Will Howard did everything he possibly could and just was not enough there. Will Howard in this game willed his team back. Again, Will Howard played his best game here of the year by far. 26-42, 327 yards, 4 touchdowns, and an interception. Ben Sinnott after the game that I saw on the YouTube feed, not happy about the way K-State fans treated Will Howard or have been treated Will Howard during his tenure and time at K-State. And look, we may not have gone on here in this podcast and said that, hey, actually, really last year, when he came on relief Adrian Martinez, right? And Avery did play this game, but you had to go with Will Howard this game to keep any hopes alive for an opportunity to get back on to you. You needed Will Howard this game. He gave everything he had in this ball game. And look, we've given our remorses over Will Howard this podcast, so I'm not going to go down that far. But look, love fans and all that other stuff. You know, I'm going to let Ben Sinnott handle that. That right there. So we've gone on this podcast a lot about Will Howard. I mean, first, Will Howard, at this point two years ago, had a chance to beat Texas. And I said in the pregame pod, everything went sideways. Quentin Messingham, he deserved to get fired that game as well. So, but he gave his all. He left it out on his field, for sure. And I'm going to leave it just like it is as well. But I'm going to blame the coaches for his loss. Again, why are we being conservative? Con, you know better. Why are you being conservative? I mean, that's just plain and simple in his first. If you score, look, I mean, from what I got from K-State Twitter, catching up, all up to hot halftime and all that, K-State Twitter was pissed off by the way offensive play call was calling there. And I even tweeted that as well. And I stand by that. So really, I don't know why we're being conservative in a game that we must have to have. I just don't understand that at all. I mean, the coaching has been very questionable this year, really through this point of the season. So do we deserve to lose this game? I don't know. but at the way that we lost it, I'd rather get our eyes blown out than lose like that. By 3, you have an opportunity, you're driving, your first 2 plays, get down inside the Texas 10-yard line, well, opportunity to walk it off, and you don't do that. So, I stand by the 4th down decision there to go for it. You're on the road. I know there's other people that want the points. I respect that. But in this juncture, we have Texas reeling, man. We had Texas reeling, folks. Casey Nation, we had them reeling at the heels, on their heels, really, from when Phillip Brooks made that touchdown catch late in the third quarter, because ties to the turnaround. Look, Malik Murphy, only 19 of 37, 248, picked off twice, really should have been picked off even more than that. That should be like 4 or 5 interceptions. Different in this game, John Brooks, yeah, he went over 100 yards. Adonai Mitchell, he went over almost 150 receiving yards for K-State. Already mentioned Will Howard's numbers there, but the ground game was just bad. Tre'Shaun Ward, 9 carries for 30 yards. DJ Giddens, 9 for 22. Yeah, no running game. The offensive line was absolutely bullied around this game, but yet K-State found their way. You had to throw the football. You had to throw the football in this football game. Find a way, and I also said that you had to find someone else to make play, to step up and make plays in the pregame pod. Did I not say that? Jace Brown, 77 yards, 4 catches, found the end zone. Again, Phillip Brooks, 5 catches, 2 TDs, 76 yards. Keegan Johnson, well balanced here. Keegan Johnson, like I said, best game as a K-State Wildcat here. Yet, despite him causing one of the interceptions, the lone interception for Will Howard, 7 catches, 70 yards there. Ben Sinnott, 5 for 69. Giddens adding 23 more yards and Tre'Shaun Ward, only two catches, 12 yards in this game. The leading tackler, Willie was good. Nine total tackles, seven of them solo. Marquise Siegel, Jake Clefton, each had eight tackles there as well. Austin Moore, seven tackles in this game. So, yeah. I mean, look, going in the game like that when you're running up the middle, up the gut three times, that's not going to cut it. I can tell you that right now. Even an occasional football fan would know three runs up the middle, that's not going to win a football game. And again, like I said, Colin Klein, I don't know what Colin Klein was thinking, but yeah, the offensive play calling, coaches, again, goes back to Missouri loss. I mean, there's a lot to blame there. Coaches, we're blaming there. Let's see. Second loss. Who do we lose to on the road? Because I know all of our losses this year have come via on the road here. So, my brain doesn't want to work on a Monday. So, let's take a look here. At, Oklahoma State. Whew, that was bad. Players were way off in this game, and the coaches were way off as well in this game. In that game, particular game, this well was lost by one score, 29-21. A few games later, I think the coaching staff needs to travel up a day early or something like that, because I don't know what they're doing in early preparation for these games. I just don't understand. You know, Chris Kleiman, and I'm going ahead and put in Joe Kleiman as well, put him in there. As well, go ahead and throw him in there as well. You know, all coaching staff is going to be to blame, because I don't know what's going on there. For whatever reason, for one of these three games, Missouri, Oklahoma State, and Texas over the weekend on Saturday, their minds must be clouded or something. I don't know what's going on with them, but I'm glad there's only one more game, road game left, and that's KU, and I'm worried about that one. if I'm honest with you there on that. These games aren't going to be cakewalks. But again, you got to take care of your own business. And if you're going to stay unbeaten at home, which K-State has an opportunity to do that, you got to take care of business against a Baylor team. Let me go back and look here. Baylor, 2 o'clock. That's going to be on the Big 12 now, ESPN Plus. So that's not going to be on national television. And K-State, we're not going to be ranked anyway. So that's going to be taken off the board when the new polls come out. This is the Pearl Project Podcast Postcast. Texas barely getting past K-State. 33-30 in overtime there to keep their BCS title hopes alive. Meanwhile, K-State, our Big 12 chance repeating, gone. Unless quadruple chaos happens. Big 12 hopes gone. Now you just got to try to get a 9-win season and set yourself up for a 10-win season still on the year. But you lose, so now you got a 2 o'clock game on Saturday here at Bill Snyder Family Stadium against Baylor. Baylor, look, you got to take care of business. Baylor, 3-6, bad football team. I don't care. Look, you say they're a good football team and all this other stuff, but at the end of the day, you got to beat a 3-6 football team. Plain and simple as that. I don't care if it was Oklahoma State. I don't care if it was Houston, TCU. You got to beat Baylor. That is plain and simple there. And when it comes down to that, you're going to be playing pretty much next week a ranked KU team in Lawrence there. I think KU's off. I'm not tired of sure about that right now, but and then Iowa State, right? So that's three games right there. Iowa State, they're up and down, whatnot there. They took KU to the limit Saturday night. So you know that's going to be a tough game. That's Farmageddon. That's going to be a tough game per usual there, but I don't know what to make of this coaching staff. I agree with the fourth down call there. Yeah, you know what you got to do there. I stand by that 100%, but I think I don't know some of these calls this year in road games is completely baffling to me, speaking as obviously as a fan, of course, an alumni of K-State. So but like I said, there's multiple ways, and I'm pretty sure Alex is going to have his say when we get together for our hour-long show, two-part show on Tuesday night here on the Pearl Project Podcast, All Things K-State. I'm going to leave it there because I got to go back and look at this game some more. But Texas is talented for sure, but this could have been, again, one way or another way. And look, I've said this before, I'd rather get my ass blown out than losing like that at the gun where Will Howard didn't even have a chance to throw that football. Too much pressure. Offensive line was dominated there, and when you don't get the run game going, it's going to be hard on the road at any point. But again, triple kudos to Will Howard bringing his team back. You had to make the wide receivers had to step up, and they did. You got turnovers. I said that. You did not get off to a fast start, however, going back to my keys of the game on that pregame pod. Oh, by the way, you missed out on any of the week episodes last week. Please feel free to download those wherever you get your podcasts and listen to those. And if you missed the pregame pod, well, you can go back to that anytime now before you listen to that. So I just want to get that out here as well. As Casey loses a heartbreaker in Austin, and our losing streak to Texas extended to 7 there. And Texas going to SEC, so looks like that losing streak will be cemented there. Unless we end up playing them again somewhere as, oh, darn it. But that's, anyways, so, but yeah, we are now, as we look at the Big 12 standings now, I'm not going to go over the scores. I can switch over there. Yeah, K-State still, funny enough, top quadrant of the league. But yeah, you're gonna need a lot of help here. Oklahoma State really boosted their chances there, beating OU in Bedlam. So Oklahoma State's in the driver's seat, and Texas in the driver's seat there for the Big 12 title game there. Yeah, KU's ahead of you. You're gonna need to beat them there. And yeah, you're gonna need self-destruction, really. Like I said, you need the Jordan Bianchi chaos if you're going to even sniff the Big 12. And right now, yeah, like I said, on that pregame pod, this was your season to have any hopes of Arlington. You lost in heartbreaker. And so we're done. I'll fold a 10 and saying that we're done. We are done as far as Big 12 title talk here in 2023 there, unfortunately there. But again, like I said, like I keep saying on this post-game pod, there are multiple avenues to look at there where you start off slow, you don't score in the first quarter, no run game, all this other stuff, bad play calling, all that other stuff. But K-State defense, Will Howard, are the reasons why we even had a chance in this football game. Again, the basketball team tonight on the road, in Vegas, taking on USC, the first opening game for Jerome Tang. No Naquan Tomlin for, I don't know, the unforeseeable future of this K-State basketball program. So I'm really excited for this game. I'm trying not to have too many expectations here because, again, we all know as K-State fans know how that goes goes as well. But we'll see. I'm anxious to see how this goes down for K-State on the road here. You have an opportunity to really make a huge statement. Look, we made our run last year. That is in the book, right? Now we officially turn the page over to what this team, Jerome Tang, his coaching staff, is going to do with this basketball team here in 2023-24, and all starts tonight. Jeff Mitty here at home. I'm going to look at that real quick here, give you all a start time here. Flip the script here before we head off to do our Monday thing here. Da-da-da-da. Let's see. Of course, they don't have that. Yeah, they have Presbyterian tonight. What is going on there? Yeah, they don't have. That's the top 25. That's why I can't find it. My bad. Yeah, so Presbyterian College tonight. Yep, it is 6:30. So 6:30 tonight. So we're going to have basketball to watch here tonight. 6:30. So I'll watch that game first before flipping on the TNT. So for those of you K-State Nation interested in this game, well, both games, the women play tonight. Presbyterian College, 6:30 on Big 12 Now, ESPN Plus. So there's that. And then the men play against USC. Let's confirm that again one more time here. Basketball, that's what I want here. Yes, 21st ranked USC tonight. So after the conclusion of the Presbyterian game, flip it to TNT for the late night edition, 9 o'clock Central Time. K-State, the Hall of Fame series game, will look to make a huge statement in on national television on TNT. I am looking forward to that game as well. Taylor Perry, David Casson, Arthur Kaluma and company will look to make a huge statement against a ranked opponent. So that'll be something to watch. That'll be games to watch tonight for K-State here. And that's why we're not going to record tonight we're recording today, but this early this morning because of those games tonight. And of course, Alex Aiden will be back to recap it all and continue to dissect, get our last dissections of Texas before Baylor comes calling this weekend. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, and get it wherever you get your favorite podcast. We're going to wave the chicken flag on this postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. K-State football losing to Texas in a heartbreaker in overtime. The last time we're going to play Texas, because Texas, of course, going to the SEC next year in overtime, 33-30. And for what K-State, what's next? Well, you got a 3-6 Baylor team. So you got to take care of business, because I'm tired of seeing my teams lose to teams that we should beat. Plain and simple. That's it. Eddie Gray, the third, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Appreciate y'all for listening to this episode here. Whenever you listen to this, whether it's later on today or tonight, appreciate y'all. K-State Nation, go Cats. We will talk to you later on today with cross country and what went down over the weekend with me precisely, but a lot more to come here on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Until then, go Cats.